Thank you for joining us today. You're with Becker's Healthcare. I've got the great privilege of having join us Naya Keyes. Naya was the founder of her own business, one of the leaders in managed care contracting for surgery centers originally, grew from surgery centers into surgery center chains to major health systems. She was the founder of Avea Health. Avea then merged into ECG, a large national consulting firm with a great practice across the board in healthcare. Naya, let me take a moment and ask you to spend a moment introducing yourself.
Great. Thank you, Scott. It's so nice to be here. I am the principal and ambulatory surgery practice leader at ECG. I've been very fortunate to bring into ECG Avea as the ambulatory surgery practice and have expanded, as you said. We're continuing to focus on contracting, business analytics, due diligence, and have gotten a lot more into M&A and hospital ASG JVs as well.
And what's your, sir, you described it a little bit, your core role at ECG, and what was your core role at Avea?
Yeah, so at Avea, and I think there's a lot of analogy at ECG as well. My core role obviously was, as the managing partner and CEO, was really on, business development and, growing the business as well as servicing the client. And that's my role at ECG as well, is to continue to grow the ambulatory surgery business and also to integrate it into the other areas of our firm, because it's collaborative with a lot of the different expertise that we have within the firm.
What has been most critical to you in growing the practice? What do you attribute the success to?
I really attribute the success in growth and business development to, understanding and servicing your clients and understanding their needs and bringing to them value. I think if you and having smart people working with you and understanding, the nuances and how to address, what they need and delivering really good service and value.
And how important is being, you've been niche centric. I mean, you really started off as sort of this incredible guru of surgery center reimbursement that's become a broader ambulatory reimbursement. How important is this niche-specific knowledge and deep expertise in the niche? How important has that been to your success?
I absolutely believe that the niche has differentiated us from others in the markets, and it has what has really driven the rate of success and the rate of growth, and it has created a lot of opportunity for us, and we've been fortunate to be known, for that on a national basis.
And what's been a challenge in growing the practice? What do you see as a big challenge?
I think that, the markets and the industry are just overall more challenging, and there's different obstacles that the clients are faced with, and you really have to keep up with, what's going on. And if you don't, you'll fall behind and you'll lose momentum. So, and it's having the people with the right backgrounds and the right expertise to be able to be responsive to those new challenges that the clients are being faced.
How do you balance raising kids and growing the practice? How do you do both those things?
I have made a commitment to my family from day one that if there's something going on with my family at home, that I'm there. But at the same time, they've been incredibly supportive of me and the success in my career, but I have always made our family a priority, and my kids and my husband have always come first. So, and that's been an important part of my ability to actually succeed, I think, because without their support, I don't know that I could have achieved what I have over the years.
And let me ask you a follow-up question to that, which is different than, right, how hard is it to hire and manage people? Any top thoughts on hiring and managing people?
Absolutely. In the consulting business, anyway, as well as other businesses, very, very hard work. It takes a material commitment. I do think it takes a certain level of expertise. And if you're trying to develop subject matter experts, getting access to really smart people is part of the key to that success, but it can take time to find the right people. And I think some of the mistakes that people make is they hire people just to have a warm body rather than waiting to identify the right type of people that are smart and have the work ethic and the commitment to achieve, big goals.
And one final question. People all over the world and all over the country are trying to grow businesses. Your best tip for people growing businesses?
I really, really believe in the relationship and service, and they go hand in hand with one another. I think if you understand what your clients' needs are and you service them and you keep on that relationship and you are, you know, in touch and you understand who they are as people and what their needs are, I really believe that helps both short and long-term success.
Thank you, Naya. This has been terrific. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Naya Keyhayes, amazing founder of her own business, Avea Health, built it into a large consulting firm, then merged that into an even larger consulting firm, ECG, nationally recognized, huge clients in health systems, academic medical centers, and so forth, as well as surgery center chains. Just a magnificent success story. Naya, I want to thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott. It's been a pleasure to be here, and I really appreciate the opportunity.